Inside Mac.
Hi, and welcome to Inside Mac News in partnership with MacMinute.com for Friday, November 24th, 2006. Inside Mac News is your daily source for all things Macintosh. I'm Dean Orlando. Let's get inside Mac. Tis the season to spend money, how a college plans to convert PC users, and stop the presses, Mac users don't like Bill Gates. It's that time of year again, time to spend money. So head on out to your local Apple store. In the past, Apple has offered savings on both online and in their retail stores. The one-day shopping event promises dozens of gift ideas, all with free shipping. A note from Apple states, from iPods to Macs, the Apple store has the perfect gifts for everyone on your list. Although nobody knows what deals Apple will offer, a teaser on their site reads, "Don't miss out. You'll find the best gift ideas and great prices." Retail store clerks favor the iPod and will sell it to their customers up to 70% of the time. Piper Jaffray's Gene Munster checked 40 big box retailers and found out that store clerks are recommending iPod significantly more than other brands. That figure is up from other years. Mr. Munster said when asked to suggest an MP3 player for less than $200, 70% suggested an iPod model. This figure is up from 52% in June of 2005 and up 38% in November of 2005. Meanwhile, the other less informed clerks recommended SanDisk players 13% of the time and Creative players 10% of the time, followed closely by Sony at 5% and lastly Samsung at 3%. Demand for Apple products is growing in Russia, and in response, Apple's business rep in the Russian Federation, Apple IMC Russia, is working on reorganizing its business to better handle the growing demand in the region. According to OSP International, a company called iPro has already been created as a separate company to handle professional solutions. Over time, other departments will get split out into different companies, including the retail department, the CIS customer service department, as well as the education projects department. Apple's IMC general director said the company reorganization aims at extending the business and boosting management efficiency. He said, "We have registered impressive growth over the recent years and are determined to grow further." iPods have taken the world by storm, and the world is changing to incorporate them into everyday life. But whenever new technology becomes a hit, many begin to wonder of its impact. It happened when TV was introduced. Many wondered how it would affect radio. Then 8-tracks came out, then cassettes, then CDs, and radio still lives on. But it seems that the iPod may be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Many are wondering, can the iPod really kill the radio star? A recent article from Radio World tries to calm fears by stating radio is resilient and the emergence of these new technologies does create a challenge, but it's an evolutionary world where music listening is changing and expanding, not dying. The article goes on to say that radio is a unique experience and the iPod is equally cool. And at the end of the day, the best content will always prevail, but radio will always be a significant part of the listening pie. Sometimes less is more, so the wacky Mac story of the day is morphing. Get dumped at the altar for spending your honeymoon money on iTunes? Spotted a rock formation that looks like a Native American with earbuds? These are some of the stranger-than-fiction stories you'll hear every Friday on the Wacky Mac Story of the Week. Or take a whack at your own Wacky Mac Story. Send your name, city, and the source of your story to me, Dina_Orlando@InsideMacMedia.com. Once again, that's Dina_Orlando@InsideMacMedia.com. I'll use the most interesting and unusual stories every Friday on Inside Mac News. Coming up, new school, cool Macs, and the wacky Mac story.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac News, your daily source for all things Macintosh. I'm Dina Orlando. This just in, Mac users don't like Bill Gates. That's one of the results from a recent Mac Expo study. 100 Mac Expo attendees were surveyed, and out of those surveyed, 48% said they use Macs instead of PCs simply because Macs are easier to use. The survey also showed that 32% said they chose Macs because they are more secure, and 4% said they like Macs because it allowed them to be independent from Microsoft founder Bill Gates. In addition, 53% of workplaces run both Mac and Windows operating systems, with 33% of the respondents' work environments being exclusively Mac-based. With a new move, a college in the UK leaves the old PCs behind. Edinburgh's Telford College moved to their new buildings recently, and in the process, they quadrupled the numbers of installed Macs. The college enrolls 22,000 students each year and has 650 members of staff. When the college moved from its 1960s buildings to a new purpose-built, learner-focused accommodation, it got rid of the old and brought in the new. Where it had 60 Macs of various types, it now has 160 iMacs and 35 MacBooks and MacBook Pros. According to Telford's Associate Principal of Information, the Macs look very much at home, and they stand out for all the right design reasons. He said the students take notice of them because of the way they look, and he said since the switch to Macs, there have been many converts. And now for the wacky Mac story of the week. This story comes from Craigslist.org. A young man didn't know what to buy his girlfriend, and he ended up buying her an expensive handbag, thinking this would make her happy. To his surprise, when she opened up the package, she told him that she would have rather had an iPod. She complained that the bag was only good for a single season, but an iPod can last forever, even after they break up. She said she'd have the iPod to remember him by. The young man went over to Craigslist.org to ask for some advice, and he got a lot of advice, but the one person that gave him the best reply said, "Dump the girlfriend and sell the bag on eBay." And that was the wacky Mac story of the week. If you have a wacky Mac story, please don't hesitate to send them over with your name and the source of the story, and I'll pick the most unusual and interesting one. My email address is dina_orlando@insidemacmedia.com. Once again, dina_orlando@insidemacmedia.com. And that's the Inside Mac News for Friday, November 24th, 2006. I'm Dina Orlando. Think of it as your apple a day, and join me on Monday when we get inside Mac News.